You're listening to the Family of Te Geta podcast. A new message from Akatu. One infinite mind.
Friends of the Earth School. There is one infinite mind, one spirit of all creation and ever-changing energy and frequencies that move life forward. There is not one person receiving this communication that has not been touched by the actions of others. There is also no soul that has visited Earth in brief stories that has not known someone with a malady known as mental illness. This message will clarify the labeling and misunderstanding that you have been subjected to hearing. In truth, there is no mental illness, but instead, the brain is processing differently. The mind remains in perfection. Allow me to explain. The mind is powerful and carries the truth and knowledge of all that exists. This does not seem possible with a limited scope of awareness within each human. Many walk through their stories unscathed by massive trauma. Many humans have enjoyed the blessings of wonderful food, comfortable homes, and optimum health. There is stability with emotions, and everyone seems to thrive. But there are families with genetic components where certain mental disorders show up repeatedly. There are also maladies from lack of oxygen in the brain, accidents with severe injuries, and starvation, which depletes the nourishment needed to sustain life. The soul operates from a higher place and a frequency that is astounding. The soul observes without upset and chaos. The human that has a genetic predisposition to a disorder or has been affected by the environment will have many challenges. Reactions to pain, trauma, lack of oxygen and water can affect motor skills, learning abilities, communication, and resulting mental challenges. The component that appears as a mental illness or disorder is only happening with the affected brain. The mind continues to be aware, alert, and observing from a place of peace and perfection. The mental malady has a beginning and ending, but the infinite mind lives on as experiences are chosen by the soul. This information can bring comfort to those suffering. Any kind of discord can be transcended to a spiritual perspective. The truth that this malady can transform others and become a catalyst for awakening is one way to view the situation. Everything is here to take you deeper into expanded consciousness with a depth of understanding of all life. If you struggle with the label of being mentally challenged, nurture your being with love. Do what you can to ease symptoms and know that you are not alone. If you know someone that has received a diagnosis that answers the questions of psychosis, depression, or any other diagnosis by a trained clinician, then relax and find peace. This malady is an experience that will end in this final waking dream. The mind is perfect through it all. Pain is not felt in the body alone. It must be circuited through the brain. Injuries to the brain, as mentioned, will allow brain waves to change, circulation to be altered, and organs to shut down. You are not the body. You are far more powerful. You are a sacred visitor, and the body is a vehicle that allows sensory information. The mind is within the brain as a flow of consciousness, but the mind is also outside of the body. Thoughts arise from the mind, but not all thoughts experienced are your own. Allow this to serve you as you observe your next thought. When you hear, "I love you so," who is speaking? Who is listening? Find comfort in knowing you are connected to all life by one spirit. Your experience on Earth can make you feel very separate from others. Everyone is facing challenges with emotions that move and change. Anchor your awareness in the truth that all turmoil is part of the experience of being human. You, beloved ones, are higher beings. Relax and enjoy the next moment. You are infinite and whole. This too shall pass as the end becomes the beginning. Aniki mai ia. I love you so. Akatu.